This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, if you did any of these things growing up, you're old, and you can't lie. None of the three of us can
lie. Okay, fine. I'll be honest, okay. And I like being perceived as young, so this will be hard.
It's going to be very difficult for you?
Yes.
I might come in a little worse than you do. I haven't seen it yet, but that'd be my guess.
I hope so.
Well, thank you.
I just mean you're...
I am a lot older than you.
Thank you.
I'm old enough to be your father.
Yeah, you literally are.
I am.
Friends with your kids.
Yeah, that's right. You're shoulder to shoulder with Andy.
Yeah.
This is one of those lists where if you showed it to a teenager, they think you're just making stuff up. Someone came up with 40 things. Well, we're not going to do 40 of them.
Nah.
They have 10 listed here, so that's good. Hearing someone yell, get off the internet, I need to use the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I know that feeling.
Oh, did it used to take up the phone lines?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware.
I would be downloading illegally a bunch of songs, and my mom would be like, I need to use the phone. I'd be like, you got to let... This song, you got to let it download first. Please, Mom, it's been hours.
Could you tell me what Napster was supposed to mean?
Napster is exactly what we would use.
Yeah.
It was just the downloading of songs illegally.
Why is it called Napster?
Because it's not Sean Avery. That was the hockey player. Sean something or another. I forget his name. He, during college, would nap a lot, and his roommate called him the Napster.
It's called Napster.
It's called Napster.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Sean Parker.
Parker.
Never understood why they called it Napster, mm-hmm. but now I do. I should have known, actually. Okay, so this is one of those lists where some came up 40 things you don't even remember from your youth if you're officially old now. So here are a few good ones. Never did this. Using a pencil to rewind a cassette tape. Nope, never did it. I was not a cassette kind of guy. I had cassettes, but they were only around a very short time. 8 tracks were even worse.
Yeah.
But then digital came out and we were good to go. Hearing someone yell, get off the internet, you need to use the phone. I never heard that either. Cars that, and I'm assuming because you guys aren't chirping that you've never heard of that either.
I haven't heard the pen one with the cassette tape.
Yeah, but you've never done it.
No, I've never done that.
I haven't either. Get off the internet, you need to use the phone. You've heard that one?
Yes.
There you go. Cars that needed 2 different keys, one to unlock the door and the different key to start the engine. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
You do?
I had a 1987 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, really?
And we lost the keys, but we found the door key, but couldn't find the engine key.
Oh that's God.
And that probably, my 86 LeBaron probably had that, but in my defense, I don't think I ever locked it once.
Sure. I had an 86 LeBaron.
What, did yours have a sunroof? Because mine wasn't Doug.
Mine had, what was it called, a Landau roof.
Yeah.
Remember Landau roof?
Everyone was like, Brittany, you're the only one who has an 86 LeBaron without the cool part.
Yeah.
I had a hard top, just normal car. It was crap. And for a while, once it got hit, I couldn't even go in through the driver's seat, so I'd have to do like a passenger seat shuffle of shame to get to my driver's seat.
God, the memories that I get from you bringing stuff like this up. The 86 LeBaron, it was my first car that I got. Because you got a company car when you work for Capitol Records.
Which is so cool and does not happen.
I might have been an 85 LeBaron. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Mine was an 86.
85, 86, whatever the hell it was. But 86 is what had come out in 85, so that makes sense.
Totally.
But in any case, I did not know this, but I'm up in Robbinsdale making a call. And I come out and I get in the car. And someone had tampered with Tommy's car, which I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down West Broadway into North Minneapolis. I go back by St. Anne's School. I take a left. Both of the front wheels of my car fell off the car.
Oh, my God!
They were trying to steal my tires. I mean, not only the tires, but the wheels themselves. They had loosened all of the lug nuts on the front two tires.
Oh, my God. So you think they were in the middle of stealing it, and then you came out?
Yeah, absolutely. But the weird deal is, you will never know, and I'll never know again, how that felt. All of a sudden, you look out, and you see your tires going down the road.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It's like, what the hell?
Oh, my LeBaron.
It was weird.
My LeBaron, the gas gauge broke, so I had no idea how much gas I had.
Oh, God.
So my solution was I just filled up a big jug of gas and put it in the back seat.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So anytime I remember I had a friend that went to St. Thomas and she had all these really bougie friends and this is when she was in college.
Love bougie.
I remember one time she's like, Brittany, can you pick us up? I was like, sure. And this one of the kids that was there goes, is this a tank of gas? And I was like, you will never relate. We will never have anything in common. Okay? Like,
that was a little dangerous there, sister.
Oh, it was terrible. And it always reeked of gas. But that was the only solution I could think of.
I love this. She's inhaling gas every time she gets in her car, but we should watch out for the ozone layer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And now here I am looking at organic labels and all this stuff. And like a good year of my life, I was just sucking up fumes.
Can you imagine how you would feel or how you, Beverly felt? Did she ever find out you did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you imagine, not, she knows now.
How about how Go-Go comes to you and goes, oh, yeah, I got a whole tank of gas in the back seat of my car. Imagine how you'd feel if she told you that.
I have to compartmentalize my life quite a bit.
Okay, well,
and that is one of them because I cannot imagine her telling me that she's driving around with a tank of gas.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I had a car, the hood would fly back every once in a while.
Oh, Jesus.
On the highway?
Yeah, on the highway. We'd be doing like 60 miles an hour, and all of a sudden the hood would fly back, and it would smash the windshield, and then we'd go back, we'd pry it back, and then you'd have to, because it was basically held on with a C-clamp, and it would pop off, and then it would fly up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My car also, the battery would get really corroded.
Sure.
So I would always have a can of Coke in my car with a toothbrush. And so when the batteries would corrode so much it wouldn't start, I have to go there, take my toothbrush, put it in the Coke, and clean those off so the connections could be made. And I go, I was an idiot. I should not be alive at all.
Oh, don't call yourself an idiot.
Don't quickly defend me, Mr. Bernard. Don't jump.
She picked up on that right away. I was coming at you. There's no question about it. Okay, just a couple more. Chris Eggert's going to join us in about 2 minutes. When everyone's favorite meal was push-up pops, where basically you ate ice cream out of a toilet paper roll.
And it would get all soggy.
That's true.
And you'd have to push so hard at the beginning, your whole hand would turn red.
I didn't think they were any good either. They were real sugary.
I remember liking the orange ones.
Oh, okay. There you go. Having a notebook where you kept track of all your friends' phone numbers. Yep, I did. I had a notebook with phone numbers in it.
I did not have that.
I did. But that's a long time ago. I mean, that would have been like in the late 70s, probably.
That was cool, though. That would be cool to be carrying around a little. I mean, but man, could you get your stuff stolen easily then?
Remember those old brick phones, the first ones, the first cell phones? They looked like a brick.
Yeah.
My grandma's doing all right. We'll just say that. She had the first ever I saw a car phone.
Yeah.
And it was, first off, this giant phone in her center console.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And it always was like, the sounds that would come out of it were insane. And I can't guess how much that thing cost.
Bryce borrowed my car one time to go down to Byerly's. That's the old 917 North Lilac Drive location.
Yeah.
He had to borrow my car to go down to Byerly's for a couple seconds. Left the top down with my phone sitting on the front seat. Gets out there and somebody's stealing the phone. Bryce chased him down Highway 100, and finally the guy threw the phone out the window, and it was such a heavy brick piece of crap,
it
didn't bother the phone at all.
Sure. Oh, my God.
To be thrown out the window.
That is one thing I miss, is back in the day, cell phones, they were these big brick things.
Huge.
My Nokia, you could bludgeon a man to death and still play Snake after. Like, it would have been just fine.
That's true. Just a couple more to go here. If you wanted to watch a movie, you had to switch to Channel 3. That was before TVs had different input options. I don't remember that at all.
I remember that, but it feels like you still have to do that. And, like, I constantly go from different HDMIs.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels similar.
Yeah. Never done this either, accidentally burning yourself with a car cigarette lighter. Now the holes where they used to be are just plug in for chargers. Yeah, there aren't cigarette lighters in cars anymore, are there?
Yeah.
That's true.
I didn't even think of that.
Finding out which movies were at your local theater by checking the newspaper, or you called Movie Phone, baby.
Phone.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
And they'd always have a trailer at the beginning. They're like, a girl who doesn't know her future. And you're like, I just want to know when this movie is playing.
It's true. If you weren't listening to the radio, you were listening to something from your CD holder, and it was probably attached to your son's car. Your car sun visor? What?
Oh, yeah.
The CDs, they used to put them in the sun visor.
They did?
It was almost like you'd fold it down and there were slots for each individual CD.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And you'd be like, you know, Britney and Michelle's spring break mix, and like girls just want to have fun and sex or like something stupid. And then another thing is when I used to snowboard, I'd put my CD player in my inside pocket in my jacket, and then I'd fall, and it would be like the worst pain ever.
Not necessarily good.
And then if you did anti-skip, good luck. Batteries are done in like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm.
It all works out in the end. Have we got your boy ready to go?
Yeah, yeah, he can pop in.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the lovely and talented, what's his name again, Chris something?
Mr. Eggert.
Chris Eggert, that's what it is. I knew. I knew.
What's up?
Hey, you don't have a goofy name today. It's just KSTP TV.
I'm trying to be I'm trying to be more professional, Tom.
Oh, are you? Yeah, locked in the professional attitude, did you?
Yeah.
That works for me. So how's you know, it's kind of interesting. Because I watch you now. What, you were on at 5:30? Is that the first time you're on?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I watch you from 5:30 to 6 o'clock every morning now. So I'm sick to death of you by the time I get here. But you know. No, but it's kind of nice to do that, to get up and watch you and see what's happening and all the rest of it. And so I want to ask you a couple of things. This is, in a way, I suppose it's serious, but they keep telling us, the Democrats and Republicans keep telling us, that we got until June 1st to get this thing straightened out or it's going to be a complete disaster. Well, now last night they were saying that's not true at all. We made that up. Now, is it made up or isn't it? Who's telling the truth here?
Well, that if I knew that, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, that's true. He'd be a billionaire. That's true.
I mean, you definitely feel like there's a little bit of a artificial deadline.
Yeah.
On it, but I also know that, you know, you got Wall Street and you've got a lot of like very vested parties in it that seem to be quite nervous about this.
Right.
You know, the date. So I don't know. I don't know where. I still just kind of feel like it's a big game of chicken right now. You know, who's going to bluff? You know, who's going to get their chest puffed up the highest? Which one's going to veer off the road first? And so I don't know. I guess we'll see. See where it goes. But last thing I heard is that they were like not necessarily close to something, but they were at least still talking, which is kind of what you want. But
I never thought I'd see the day, though, when I think it might have been the state of Minnesota, actually, bragging about the fact, hey, we've raised another $90 billion. You mean you've raised the money or you're going to tax the piss out of me to pay for that? I just don't. They're so excited to take money from one group of people and give it to another because they're buying votes with it. That's what they're doing.
Well, I mean, the reality is you can't give paid sick time to everybody and not have that money come from somewhere.
Yeah. Like, well, that's right.
It's real money. It may not feel like it when you're at the legislature but when you're looking at your paycheck, and the flip side to that, you know, there's also the free college thing. Like, that's not free.
It's not free.
Like, somebody's paying for it. Now, you can debate whether or not, as a society, those of us who have should be helping the people who, you know, the have-nots. But the reality is, I think people always need to remember, like, it's real money.
Well, we have to remember, too.
It doesn't just come out of nowhere.
The most expensive college in America, I know, the last I heard, maybe it's higher than that now, was $77,000 a year. 77 grand a year. You start handing out money hand over fist like this, these colleges are going to raise that to 150 G's a year. I guarantee
That's another thing. Like, it's not like the colleges, oh, it's going to be free college then. Well,
nope.
I mean, it's just, you know, the tuition is out of control as it is, which is something I have to be very plugged into right now with the kid who's going to be starting college in the fall. That's crazy.
Tell her to get off her ass and start playing sports. Get a scholarship, damn it. What do you think?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I just thought of something. You just reminded me of something. My kids are now 36 and 34 years old, right? Yeah. When my kids were at St. Thomas and St. Kate's, I automatically transferred money into my wife's checking account so she could pay their tuition. I've still been doing that for 18 years, and they haven't been in college in 18 years. How much dough is she collecting? Jesus, Palomino. I just realized I've been duped roundly. Or soundly.
Or else you're something. Still paying for that tuition because yeah.
That was paid off long ago.
Okay, well, my guy's starting at St. Thomas in the fall, and it ain't cheap. I'll tell you that right now.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
You'll love it. That's yeah. Do you spend any time in that area? Because not that far from KSTP anyway.
Yeah. I have, and then, of course, love it. Through the football thing, we've been over there a lot over the course of the last year. So, I mean, it's super nice. I mean, it's as good of a, you know, it's a great of a place as you'd hope to be able to send your kid. So,
except you can't stop at O'Gara's and get hammered before you go over there. Damn it. Didn't they close O'Gara's?
Yes, right?
Yeah, Snelling and what the hell is that on? Yeah. Snelling and something. Just south of 94.
Well, now there's that.
Loved O'Gara's. Danny O'Gara, where the hell are you?
What is the name of that? They have the bakery and you can.
Oh, they do? There's a bakery in there now?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is
that? I have no idea.
It's like Sun or something.
Well, do you want to look that up while we go to break?
Yeah.
You know, that's probably a good idea. I think you're right on the money, brother. What do you think of that? Do you think he's right on the money, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Always on the money.
It all works out. Okay, so this one.
Yum is the name of the place they put there. Yum. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Yum is. Okay. We'll be right back right after this more with KSTP's Chris Eggert.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. Listen live at TomBernardShow.com or on the Tom Bernard Show app.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the Metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. So why is Walser different than other Nissan stores? And why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle. First, there's Walser Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walser Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walser Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walser.com and select the Walser Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC261725.
This is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you about Dave Bialki from Bialki Law. Dave represented my wife, Mary, when she had a significant workplace injury. She was very happy with the job Dave did. If you have a work-related injury and have Dave represent you, I'm betting you'll be happy too. Dave is a down-to-earth guy. He grew up in northern Minnesota, rides a Harley, and worked various jobs doing concrete, electrical, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry work. Dave works for people with work-related injuries. If you work construction, or anywhere for that matter, and you're hurt or even just hurting, you should talk to Dave. Let's face it, our bodies wear out. If your body is worn out from work, if your knees or back or shoulders hurt from things you do at work, do what Mary did. Call Dave and talk to him about it at Bialki Law to set up a free initial consultation. The number to call is 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410. Or visit BialkiLaw.com. That's BialkiLaw.com.
It's time for Power Lodge and Miller Marine, a marriage of throttle therapy between fun on the land and fun on the water. Pick your power and head to the lodge. Power Lodge, of course. Their locations are in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine in St. Cloud. You can find the boat or pontoon that's just right for you and your next Remember When family moment. Bennington, Smoker Craft, Starcraft, Power Lodge, and Miller Marine has the brands you can trust to deliver fun, of course. Stop into Miller Marine or any Power Lodge location. Check the huge inventory of new Bennington pontoons with more than 300 new Benningtons to choose from. Huge savings on remaining new 2022 boats and pontoons in stock, of course, at Miller Marine in St. Cloud. And every Power Lodge location. Miller Marine and Power Lodge locations are open through this Saturday, closed on Sunday and Memorial Day, of course. So come in by Saturday to pick your pontoon, hook it up, and drive it home for on-the-water fun before the holiday weekend is over. Head to PowerLodge.com or MillerMarine.com because it all starts at the Lodge, Power Lodge.
9 rounds of golf for $90?
Yep, the Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available now at TomBernardShow.com. As a Golf Passport cardholder, you're entitled to 9 18-hole rounds of golf for just one low price of $90. Supplies are limited, so just go to TomBernardShow.com and type keyword passport. a $300 golf value for just
90 bucks.
Now you got it. TomBernardShow.com. Keyword, passport.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Eggert with us from Channel 5 Eyewitness News. Big article about your buddy, Ginny Morris, in the paper this morning.
Oh, I haven't seen the paper yet.
Yeah.
In the Strib?
Yeah, they did a big article about her in the Strib this morning. They called her, what, superpower CEO? What was she called? Big Shot. That's why I think it was Big Shot. Well,
I'll send you the article.
It's a good article, actually. I mean, they lie constantly. They say she's a really nice person, which, you know, we know it's not true, but yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, she's great.
You know what's so weird about that? And I brought this up. There's an article about this powerful CEO, media CEO, and I've known her since she was 8 years old. So I always picture the 8-year-old Ginny whenever they do stories like that. It's like, what? But she's done rather well, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, she's awesome, man. I run into her quite a bit. And,
oh, that's good.
Always super friendly and wants to visit. And, yep. You know, sometimes people of that status in a company don't always take the time to, you know, chat with you. So it's nice.
You mean like most radio pricks?
Well, I...
He just double pumps on me. I like that. He goes, yeah, whatever.
No, trust me. I don't have a lot of conversations with people like that, so it's always very refreshing.
No, it is. I agree.
She always checks in. And
no, she's terrific. Always has been a very nice person.
I mean, my basic goal in life is to stay out of the manager's office no matter what. Like, I'm doing my job correctly if we don't have to have any. That's nothing. It's not a knock on them. I'm hoping they have other things to worry about, so.
Okay, this coincidence just happened, or maybe it's not a coincidence, but I thought it was kind of weird. I ran down the hall quickly and came back, and I'm walking through the hall, and I look down, and there's, you know, the capsule they put over the corks on wine bottles, the little kind of aluminum or what? I didn't even know what the hell that material is. It's kind of a metal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Foil stuff?
Kind of some kind of foil or whatever, but
yeah.
There's no wine bottle. It's just that capsule that fits over the bottle and the cork. So you take it off and then take the cork out, right?
Yeah.
There's one of those capsules laying out in the middle of the hallway out there. It's this wine bottle capsule, right? Do you realize, I just looked down at my screen, it's National Wine Day.
Oh.
So somebody got at her a little early, apparently. Seriously, that's not a coincidence that a wine capsule would be out there on Wine Day.
There you go.
Somebody's boozing it up at 7. Well, although it's 8:30. Let's go.
Time. It's a late start, huh?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy, okay. What time do you usually start?
Well, the coffee gets put away at 11:30, and then first drink's usually around 12. So.
And then do you sleep the rest of the night? Thank you very much. Great
yeah.
to be here.
I know. I've been trying so hard to cut back. Oh, I hate it.
Do you drink every night?
Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah. But not like. Get plastered every night. Like, yeah, what beer or something just to kind of like.
Well, that's not.
I'm just surprised by you because you're kind of a calorie guy. So I feel like if you're not getting wasted, that would bug you a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, like, I've been on the road and then doing shows. Like, you tend to just drink way more. You fall off the wagon a little bit. But like this week, I'm like, all right, we're back on it because I jumped on that scale and I was like, ooh. It was like that is not a number that I usually see. So
the scale.
Mm-hmm.
You to do a body fat analysis?
No, I hate those. I hate when people are like, I had my BMI and it was up 3.5.
I was
like, what? Who cares? If your t-shirt doesn't fit, cut back on the cheesecake. That's the easiest dictator.
That's
you should probably lose a pound or two.
That is it. So any big news this morning in the news?
Yeah, well, it's three. George Floyd murder was 3 years ago on this date.
Whoa.
Which there's going to be some things that are going on there with that.
It was 3 years ago already.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's Yeah, and there are events that are going to be happening at the site there where it all happened. And there's been a lot of like articles that have been written the last couple of days of, you know, was it this big historic movement that people thought it was going to be at the time? You know, all the bad things that came from it, all of the positive things that might have come from it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it remains to be seen what kind of, I don't know, what kind of impact that'll have on you know, history, really. Yeah, it seems like it's, I can't believe it's been 3 years already. So that was a big thing that we were talking about today.
I can see that. It makes me kind of sad, though, because when I was going to Brown Institute back as a teenager, I was all up and down Lake Street, man. I just loved running up and down Lake Street, all the great, you know, bars they had down there. And yes, it was 21 to drink, but I looked older than I was, so shut up. You know what I mean? But no, there's one part of that that still bothers me is when I'm driving along Lake Street and all of those buildings are still just destroyed 3 years later. That's really too bad.
They're trying to figure out what to do with the police precinct that was destroyed there. Yep. I mean, there was a brand new apartment complex, huge housing complex that was burnt down. I mean, and all the other things along there. I mean, it is, and it's also pretty crazy to me too, to think that a lot of that hasn't really been rebuilt, and it looks about like it did, you know, that summer. So yeah, I don't know. You know, one thing I've been noticing a lot too is how different news organizations are referring to the unrest that happened after, and choosing words like unrest versus rioting. And some of that gets into some, I don't know, was it rioting that happened? Was it
rioting? I'm sorry.
Was it demonstrations? You know, I don't feel like you should really go back and rewrite that into something it wasn't when buildings were destroyed and burned down and windows are smashed and people lose their livelihoods. I mean, that feels like a riot to me. Feels like riots to me, but it's, I don't know. I just noticed that a lot in the writing in different news organizations, like how they're choosing their words.
Everybody's such a candy ass now. It's unbelievable. Just treat people as the best you can instead of trying to destroy them. That would be really good. I will never understand why Chauvin did what he did. I to this day, is it because George Floyd was so much bigger than he? Was it a race thing? I guess I don't know that guy, Chauvin. So I don't know if he's a racist or what the hell. I still don't, to this day, understand all of that over $20. Really?
Yeah, it's... And obviously, like, hindsight's 20/20, right? Like, had there not been somebody there with a cell phone,
right,
and getting video of it, would anybody even know about it? Did Chauvin purposefully stay on his neck at that point because he knew there was somebody on a cell phone?
Yeah, maybe.
Shooting video of him because he just wanted to assert his dominance over the situation? Probably. I mean, there's just so many different factors at play there as to how it went the way it went. I remember the first time I saw the video and it was just like, I mean, it was jaw dropping. And then obviously it blew up into everything it did, but we had seen the video that night, a little inside baseball, and we didn't quite know what to do with it because it was between the night, you know, and it happened the night before, but nobody really knew about it. So it didn't make any news on that night before, but then all the news organizations were getting access to the video as it was coming out in the morning. And all we had to go off of was what the police told us at that point. And most of what they put out was, I mean, you go back and look at it, it wasn't even close to being accurate, or it was a very, very, very watered down version of what happened. So I know we were just trying to figure out that morning what we should do with the video. Should we show the video? Yep. What are we even explaining what happened here? Because a lot of people didn't even really quite know. So
no, it just, I will never understand. And look, the one thing I guess I'm not going to say I feel sorry for them, but they were put in a very uncomfortable position. The other three cops that stood by and watched it, I wonder if they're thinking, well, if I do something, if I intervene, am I going to get fired? Am I going to lose my job? I mean, I'm assuming they never thought that Chauvin was going to kill the guy. I mean, you think they would ever assume that he was going to kill George Floyd? I wouldn't think so.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like all these different things that happened and like how it all played out, the way it went, it was. I know we did have a story this morning that I thought was pretty remarkable from a, you know, you hear on the news, they're like, it's a medical miracle. And a lot of times, it's maybe not that much of a miracle. But there's this guy overseas who was in a motorcycle crash in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And he's paralyzed from the waist down. They actually like hooked some diodes up to his brain inside his body, circumvented his spinal cord, ran them down to the other nerve endings on the other side of where the injury was in the spinal cord. And the guy like can brain control walk.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And like walk upstairs. And I mean, they're using artificial intelligence and I mean, that's like movie stuff, right?
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't even seem like that's real. And then you think about the possibilities about that, you know, are we really that far off from like being able to build someone or to be able to keep them alive?
Maybe.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, this is, if you guys want to hear a little audio, this is the doctor who did the surgeries to be able to let this guy walk. It is really a fascinating video.
We do two different surgeries. There is one surgery at the level of the brain and another surgery at the level of the spinal cord where we put electrodes on the top of the spinal cord at the place that is responsible for leg movement. So between these two, there is communication, an electrical communication, a digital bridge. In a few sessions, everything is linked and the patient starts training.
And the crazy part is that guy said that after the surgery, in 2 days, he already had control of his hips and starting to move his feet.
Oh, that's amazing.
God. 2 days.
That's so crazy.
Wow.
Pretty damn cool, but what was the name of that great, it started in, I think, Harvard. It was a newspaper that used to come, it still does
the
come
Lampoon?
Out. The Lampoon? Yeah, not the Harvard Lampoon, but there's another one. But it was like the Harvard Lampoon, so we'll go with the Harvard Lampoon. I can't remember the name of this publication, but it was very funny what you just said. You know, the man was paralyzed from the waist down, and then they got to move on. They actually had a headline. After a serious accident, man paralyzed from the waist up. So your legs work, but nothing else. It's like, really? Yeah, that would go. Can you imagine walking down the street and you're just flopping all over the place?
Yeah.
Damn it. Maybe it was the Harvard Lampoon. Maybe it wasn't.
I've been that drunk.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Back in the day, ladies, what are you looking at?
You look like one of those car dealerships.
Well, that deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that one they had on television? I don't think it was on America's Funniest Home Videos, a different one, where it looked like the thing was bent over humping the other one.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Get a room.
Yeah.
Get a room, for Christ's sake. So, look, I mean, we're not paralyzed. We're not dead. There's a lot of good things are happening today. What do you think?
There's another big kerfuffle up there, speaking of the St. Thomas area, that got passed by the St. Paul City Council last night. They're going to build like an elevated specific bike trail right along.
Elevated?
Not elevated like up in the – it's going to be like its own like grade separated from the road. Does that make sense?
So, just a little higher or something?
And that's been like a huge thing that's been debated. It's on Summit Avenue, right? Like along some of the nicest houses in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to build a 4.5-mile bike path through there, which a lot of people were pretty upset about.
Lot of bike paths there already.
Well, I think that's one of the arguments, right?
Like weird.
And people were really hot about that. The meeting went on like late into the night last night, but they decided to pass it. So the argument is that the people who live along there don't want all those big trees taken out. And
Of course.
I mean, if I owned a house on there, which I obviously never will, but if I was able to live along that, I guess I sort of can get that argument, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, there's no question about that. Look, my daughter runs, I don't know if it's a 10K or what the hell, it's not a marathon, but it's a 10K or some deal. She runs that every year down Summit Avenue. So I suppose while they're working on that, they won't be doing that anymore. And when it's a bike path, will they even be able to do that anymore? You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think when they're going to – it's actually not going to start for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The construction is not going to start until 5 years from now. So
really?
Yeah, it's weird that they had to decide on it. What are they – this sounds like they're on the same timeline as the light rail.
Yeah, exactly. That's doing really well, isn't it?
Eden Prairieites, don't even get us started on that light rail.
Every time I drive to Costco, I'm like, oh, look, there's a bridge for the light rail.
That goes to nowhere.
I remember thinking when that thing was passed, like, oh, yeah, it'll be cool. We'll be able to hop on the light rail
for
the Vikings games and blah, 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 blah. Like, little did I know, like both my kids will be gone out of the house. I'll be, like, practically in the nursing home by the time if and when the light rail gets done.
Let me tell you the most annoying thing about all that. So they actually did that pretty dang quick. They built that. I mean, I would drive home and I go, wow, they got a lot done. They were pretty, you know, quick with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just stopped.
Funding.
Yeah.
And there was this thing where it wasn't even not necessarily funding, Tom. There was some thing where they didn't plan out the connection where they're whatever. And they said, all right, we're going to have to wait on this. And it's beautiful looking. I mean, you've seen it, Chris. It's actually really nice looking. It's not an eyesore at all. And now they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't look into that other little, there's some law or connection about what happened with where it's going to connect. And they're like, well, hopefully 2025. And there's no other reason. It's ready to go.
That's why. So somebody just didn't do their job.
Somebody didn't do their job.
Oh God! What a shock!
For once, it wasn't me.
It's always
that
you.
That thing's had all. Oh, go ahead, Tom.
No, it's always Brittany. That's all I'm saying. Every time there's a problem, it's Brittany.
I do go to that area a lot.
Hashtag blame Brittany. Let's get it trending.
Thank you.
I love it.
I'm coming back at you, Brittany.
No, I thought we were at a truce.
I mean, that whole thing. There was that. The Kenilworth corridor right there through Minneapolis causing all the and those there was a condos that were along there that were like they were claiming that the building of the light rail was like shaking the condo buildings apart.
Right.
I mean, it's just like every single thing that seems to have been able to gone wrong with that, it has gone wrong. So I don't know.
It's been almost
Brittany?
It's been a decade since they started it.
10 years. 10
That's
years.
That's what I mean.
And it's nowhere near done. Not even close.
They're saying 2027.
I mean, they can't not build it now, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't just leave that stuff there.
No. And it's not going to be 2027. It's going to be about 2030.
Stop.
They're going to tell you about half the time it's really going to take. It's just 10 years and you're still not done.
I can't wait till Gogo's married and she can finally go on that light rail.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't wait to push my rascal motorized scooter onto the light rail when I'm traveling to the city.
Tell you what, though, living in New York and Chicago, it was wonderful to be able to take the L in Chicago, the subway in New York. God, that was great. Not anymore,
that's
though.
The difference. Like, they built the cities around those. They didn't try to build.
Right.
You know, they didn't try to build the public transit around the city. It was the other way around.
Yeah.
And I mean, they definitely had it figured out, right? But
yeah, I used to take the car. I used to land at either, had to land at O'Hare. And then you just hop a train and ride it into town. It was wonderful to be able to do that. Really, really nice. I love Chicago anyway. Now, apparently, it's so damn dangerous downtown, you don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, I haven't really been for probably 5 or 6 years, but yeah, you don't usually haven't been hearing a lot of great things coming out of Chicago lately. That's for sure.
All right, Hun Yuck, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Correct.
All right, it'll be a Fry-yay episode tomorrow.
Fry-yay.
What's wrong with you? You went out of your way. It's not even Fry-yay yet, and you're saying it.
He's mentally ill.
Look, I've got the Fry-yay feeling. Can't you tell?
Hey, I want to show you something. Can you? Let's see. Where's the camera? Can you read what that says?
I don't know if he can.
I can see the forecast.
Oh, can you see what it says under the forecast?
It says, you suck.
You suck. She writes, you suck on my forecast.
But I signed it, so at least it wasn't like a drive-by. Like, I wasn't, you know.
You suck, Tom.
I signed it.
That's what I get.
With my signature, so you can have that.
All right, we got to go
to break.
I get that
written on all my checks from work.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, pal.
Bye.
Thanks very much. Go to break right now. Got some great guests coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's time for Power Lodge and Miller Marine, a marriage of throttle therapy. Mm. Between fun on the land and fun on the water, pick your power and head to the lodge. Of course, Power Lodge. Their locations are in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine in St. Cloud. Oh, and now through Memorial Day. It's on Saturday, May 27th, just 3 days away. 2 days away. Damn, really?
Dang.
You can find the boat or pontoon that's just right for you and your next Remember When family moment. Bennington, Smoker Craft, Star Craft, Power Lodge, and Miller Marine as the brands you can trust. To deliver fun, of course. Stop into Miller Marine or any Power Lodge location. Check the huge inventory of New Bennington pontoons with more than 300 New Benningtons to choose from. When are we going over there?
I'm down whenever.
Let's go.
The most available.
Okay. Huge savings on remaining new 2022 boats and pontoons in stock at Miller Marine in St. Cloud and every Power Lodge location. Miller Marine and Power Lodge locations are open through this Saturday and closed on Sunday and Memorial Day Monday. So come on in by Saturday, pick your pontoon, hook it up, and drive it home for on the water before the holiday weekend is over. What do you think of that?
I'm in.
Head to powerlodge.com or millermarine.com because it all starts at the lodge. Power Lodge.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the Metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. So why is Walser different than other Nissan stores? And why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle. First, there's Walser Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walser Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walser Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walser.com and select the Walser Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC261725.
You know, I've always said you can't count on two nice weekends in a row until mid-June in Minnesota. Well, once again, I'm right. What better time to lose weight like I'm doing with MNFatLoss.com? The program has been great for me. I've lost 20 pounds and I've been on the program for exactly 1 month today. I'm not feeling hungry. I am feeling a lot healthier, and I've got plenty of energy. You know me. I'm not going to count points or eat prepackaged meals. Certainly no hypnosis is going to happen. I wouldn't follow a fat loss program that isn't safe. I've got to be around to do this podcast because my name's on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm proving that you can lose 20 to 30 pounds in just a couple of months. Do yourself a favor and check out the program at mnfatloss.com. Of course, results may vary, but I'm losing weight, and I do feel great. If you want to find out the secret to losing 20 to 30 pounds in just 8 weeks, like I'm doing, that's about a pound of fat every day, by the way. No exercise required. Schedule your free consultation. Go to mnfatloss.com. That's mnfatloss.com. Be sure to tell them that Tom Bernard sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are good to go. Sounds good to me, Nick Wary and Mickey Sudo. Nick and Mickey, how you doing? Hello, who is it? How you guys doing? Everything good?
Great, thanks for having us.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. promoting Nathan's famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest. Number 4 ranked competitive eater in the world, Nick Wary, just qualified for the Nathan's famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest by eating 44 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Nick's fiance, Mickey Sudo, is a number 1 ranked female competitive eater and 8-time Nathan's famous hot dog eating champ. Okay, so when do you guys know when you're going to be getting married? Do you have any idea?
What do you think, babe?
We haven't set a date yet. We're kind of working through exactly how we want to do it. You know, whether maybe it's on a cruise, maybe it's in a specific venue, you know, see who we want to invite, going through that whole process. But we know it's going to happen. We're just trying to figure out if we want to do it, you know, quick and quiet or big old hoopla, kind of like I did the proposal.
Okay, well, here's the problem. If you do the big old hoopla deal, you're both going to have to out-eat each other at the groom's dinner or the bride's dinner. It's going to cause huge problems, Nick and Mickey. I'm just telling you. It's going to be nothing but a problem.
Well, that'd be like a little bit of a competitive eating flair twist, but I don't know. It's a little normal, a little true. I don't think we're walking down the aisle as, like, you know, ketchup and mustard or whatever it is, hot dog and bun.
You know, it's got to piss people off to no end, and I'm very happy for both of you. It's great. You got the relationship going and the rest of it. But Mickey looks like she weighs about 105 pounds, and Nick looks like he's a power lifter. So you can eat whatever you want. You're just pissing everybody off. Do you know that?
We definitely get some comments based on the opinions. We're active 7 days a week. You know, I'm an ex-bodybuilder, and I still train 5 to 7 days a week. Nikki's in the gym, you know, doing her cardio. We're super active chasing our son around constantly. And we balance the diet 9 out of 10 days. You know, 1 out of 10 days is caloric anarchy at a contest or a practice. But I would say 9 out of 10 days, our diet's, you know, egg whites, boneless, skinless chicken, avocado, kale, something most people would consider incredibly boring and tedious. So with our job hazard of caloric insanity, we also have the job balance of, you know, making sure we try to stay healthy and lean.
So that is a good... Now, did you guys meet at an eating competition?
Yeah, actually, I've been doing this for over a decade now, and Nick's in his 4th year or something. We had overlapped in competing, but because Nick lived on the East Coast and I was on the West Coast, we really didn't cross paths, but we knew of each other. It really wasn't until... We met for the first time at the gym on the morning of the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in 2018, and I said hi, but it really wasn't until later. We were basically forced onto a first date. You know, and then I realized, like, you know, there's lots of this person. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, no question about it. Nick, is it nice to be able to walk down the street with Mickey and if somebody, you know, tries to stir the pot? Because you're a very muscular guy, and I've been away from it for a while now, but I was a big power lifter myself back in the day. But walking along, isn't it nice to know that if anybody bothers you, you can just sick Mickey on them and she can kick their ass for them? You like that?
Oh, totally. Yeah, 100%. people think they might be physically, you know, mildly intimidated. But I mean, if they think I'm going to be the nasty one, oh, no, I'm a piece of cake. I'm a chihuahua compared to her. Like, I might look like a big, mean Rottweiler, but I'm a big, mean Rottweiler that's just super friendly. She's the one, if we're in a business meeting or if anything's going down, like, she's really the one you got to fear.
I think that's wonderful. Mickey, you agree with that?
Even going into eating contests, I like to have a smile on my face, but, you know, a plan in my head, and then maybe like a little bit of, I don't know, just some sort of motivation in my heart, you know, that's, but I like to disarm people, I guess.
No, that makes total sense. Now, first of all, when did you both get the desire to do this? How long did it take you to realize I'm actually really good at this? Because you wouldn't know, I wouldn't think, going in that you'd... I mean, Mickey, I'm looking at your picture right now. For you to eat 49 Nathan's Famous hot dogs in 10 minutes does not look like something you could do because you're very slim, 125 pounds. How did you find out you could even do this, both of you?
I think, you know, we both say that competitive eating chose us or found us.
Oh, okay.
So it was really, you know, right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time, however you want to look at it. I did a man versus food type challenge basically because the jackpot was very tempting. I think I could do that. You know, here we are, you know, 10 years later, I have a career out of this, which is pretty cool. But it was really different because now with the growth and popularity of competitive eating, we have people come up to us and say, I want to be just like you. I want to do what you do. Mm-hmm. Neither of us were like that. You know, when we started, it was more like you fall into this, you find out you're kind of good at it, you enjoy it, you keep going. So that's kind of my take on it.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Are you kind of surprised because, and I'm one of them, I'll be totally honest with you, I am fascinated watching eating contests. Did you guys, I mean, how long have they known this would be such a sport? Well, and it is a sport, let's be honest, that would attract so many people. So many people love competitive eating contests. Did you see that coming?
I think it's, I think people can relate to it.
Yeah.
And because everyone's eating a donut or a hot dog or a piece of pizza or what have you. So I think people like seeing extremes, so to speak, whether that be, you know, someone who's 7 feet that could dunk a basketball or someone that could run a 40-yard dash.
Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense. By the way, next time we have you on, I'm going to send Brittany out and buy a bag of pistachios because you guys got 8 minutes. And I'm going to try to eat 188 pistachios in 8 minutes like you did, Nick. What do you think?
Dang, that's impressive.
Oh, did we lose them?
We may have, yeah.
Yeah, I think we did lose
we
them.
We did.
Yeah, they had to go.
Maybe. All right.
That's fine. Nick Wary and Mickey Sudo, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very nice people, actually. Don't you think?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Magnificent. Is Quentin Rampage Jackson ready to go?
Quentin will be up in just a moment.
Okay, so he'll be a little one of. So Nick and Mickey had to go, unfortunately. But they were very pleasant, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I didn't even get my line in to eat 188 pistachios in 8 minutes, Mike.
Ah.
The hell's that?
That's, you know, sometimes there's a glitch, you know.
They're opened, right?
I would hope so.
You know, you can bet on these contests.
You can, really?
Yeah, I've seen lines on it.
Was it Joey Chestnut? Wasn't he the big one that brought it to fame?
Oh, even money all the time. Yep.
Oh, was he really?
Oh, yeah.
Why are people so good at this, Mike? I don't get it.
You know, I think that it takes a certain amount of, I would call it the anti-revulsion instinct.
Yeah? That I would have to believe you're right.
Because your brain is telling you, don't do this.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that you literally have to, do you have to train your brain to stop telling you that?
Could just be in the DNA.
I suppose it could be. I mean, I've known some big eaters in my life, but I don't know anybody's ever eaten that volume of food ever.
So then, but I think there's a rule that you can't flip. So in other words, if you can go home and flip, but
what is flipping?
Yeah.
Well, flipping is I get that from the jockeys. You know, jockeys flip after they eat.
So they vomit
to make the weight. Yeah.
So they vomit.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what flipping is.
So you can't win an eating contest if you vomit, you know, within a certain time period.
You know what I'm going to do the next time I go to a movie in a movie theater? I'm going to stand up and go, I have to flip. Just see if anyone
responds. This man is going to flip.
I'm flipping, man.
Oh, that's so gross to me. I don't know what it is. And it's like the cute way of saying vomit up your food.
Well, it's just jockey jargon. I get it from the track.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be very common at the track. Jockeys did it all the time.
Oh, I suppose, yes. But then I think
jockeys became aware of the fact that they might die of kidney failure if they can't.
Oh, yeah,
it
will kill you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It will. You keep vomiting, it will kill you. Yeah. There's no question about that. So I don't understand how they ever got talked into doing that in the first place.
You know, a lot of people who are desperate.
You think that's what it is? They're desperate for the do-re-mi?
Well, yeah. And I mean, the thing is, if you're 5 feet, maybe 2 inches tall, and you left school at sixth grade so that you could ride horses. You don't have a lot of opportunities to do upper things. You know, you're never going to be the CEO of a corporation if you're 5'2".
No, they don't. No 5'2".
No, there's a lot of prejudice there.
Yeah, there's a book. Malcolm Gladwell has a stat in one of his books. I believe there's never been a CEO of a Fortune 500 company that's been under 5'8", I believe is what it is. Yeah,
really?
Honest to God, yep.
In America.
Yeah.
We had some presidents who were about that size, but that was a long time ago. Now a president can't, you know, that's the thing. They'll never be a Jew and they'll never be a guy under 5'10".
You mean they'll never be a Jew?
They'll never be a Jewish president.
You're crazy. Where do you come up with this stuff?
Yeah, you know, there's a thing trending right now that's just not favorable.
What's wrong with President Motel?
I'm all for it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.